Evening, everyone. Now, as you know, the evening services are a lot less. It's usually the faithful few who come to the evening. So we've been having a special sort of series, specially tuned into the faithful. And we've been answering questions that you bring to me, things that are troubling you as congregants. And I try and address them in messages. And tonight I'm not going to preach for long because we have a communion, but I've been asked a very interesting question that I want to deal with tonight, and it's going to be dealing with Matthew 6, verse 13. So if you could turn there, Matthew 6, 13. Jesus speaking here. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Part of the Lord's Prayer, petition of the Lord's Prayer. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Let's just pray first. Lord, please enable me to speak clearly and very, very applicably to hearts and minds tonight. Holy Spirit, please own this meeting, I pray. Be very real to us. And may what I say, Lord, be enabled by your grace. Amen. I was asked a question that's quite up to date by somebody in the church. Most of you may know recently that Pope Francis made a rather controversial comment about this passage of scripture. How many of you know about this? It was in the news, quite big news. He said that the words spoken by Jesus here, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. He said these words are incorrectly translated. They can't possibly be the real words that Jesus spoke. And he suggested we, in our next Roman Catholic translation of the Bible, take our words out and put these words in. And do not let us fall into temptation. And his argument was, listen, God doesn't tempt people. The devil tempts people. So therefore, how can we dare even suggest it by saying, Lord, don't you lead us into temptation? Why would God do such a terrible thing anyway? God doesn't lead people into temptation, so therefore we need to retranslate those words. And he said he's got textual grounds for this. He said there's one old Latin manuscript in the Vatican, one old Latin manuscript that actually says, do not let us fall into temptation, instead of lead us not into temptation. Well, let's think about this tonight. First of all, I find it shocking that the Pope should dare to question the very words of God. But the problem is this. The Roman Catholics do not believe in the inerrancy and the infallibility of Scripture. They don't believe, as we Protestants do, that these are God's words by providence set into the word, into the Bible. The Catholics actually believe in an infallible Pope. They believe that when the Pope sits on a particular seat of authority and speaks what they call ex cathedra, he speaks infallibly the word of God. And a Roman Catholic would rather believe the words of the Pope than believe the Bible. No, I'm not exaggerating. But anyway, I have been asked to talk about this Pope's comment, Pope Francis's comment on Jesus' words in the Lord's Prayer tonight. Is the Pope in any way right in what he says? Is it wrong, in other words, for us to ask the Lord God not to lead us into temptation? Is it wrong? Am I accusing God of my temptation problems when I pray that, as was insinuated by Pope Francis? Well, let's start with the text itself. And I promise you it's not going to be long and it's not going to be technical, but this is important. We have over 2,500 ancient manuscripts in the original Greek dating before AD 800. Those are very, very old handwritten copies of the New Testament. We have over 2,500 of them alone, just the Greek ones. And I can assure you of this because I did a bit of checking. Every single manuscript we have, ancient manuscript, that includes this passage says, "Lead us not into temptation." Every single one. Not one single manuscript says, "Don't let us fall into temptation," apart from that one wacky old Latin one in the Vatican. So textually speaking, there's always been those words of Jesus used. The words of Jesus in this passage in the original Greek are actually very strong words. The word "lead us" is eis eineg kes. It comes from the root word phero, which means to carry. And literally, when we say "lead us into temptation," we're using a weak translation of what's actually being said. If I am to literally translate this from the Greek, it says, "Father, do not pick us up and carry us into temptation." It's that strong. Jesus tells us to ask the Lord not to take us, to carry us, literally, into temptation. And you can't translate the passage any other way than that. And yet the Pope says that we should change the words of Jesus because it makes God look bad. But what the Pope says here is not only wrong textually, but it's absolutely theologically wrong too. Think about this. Of course God leads people into temptation, and I'm amazed that the Pope can so emphatically state to the press the opposite when the Bible tells us that. Let me give you a couple of examples where God leads people into temptation. You'll get an idea of why I'm not a Roman Catholic. Deuteronomy 8 verse 2. Just make a note of it. We read these words here of Moses to the Israelites. "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert, 40 years. To humble you and to test you in order to know what is in your heart." Those are the words of Moses to the Jews. Now, the Greek version of the Old Testament, there's an Old Testament Greek translation, it's over 2,500 years old, called the Septuagint, uses the word that Jesus uses here for temptation, perasmos, for the word test. In other words, if you were to read this Greek version of the Old Testament, God is saying here that he took the people into the wilderness, especially so they would be tempted. It's the same word. So God himself tells us in the Bible that he indeed does lead people into temptation. Another example would be Matthew 4 verse 2. Remember that one? We read there that God the Holy Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He actually drove him into the wilderness for the purpose of temptation. It was God's will. Or what about the thorn in the flesh that poor old Paul got? God sent him the thorn in the flesh. So when the Pope tells us that God does not lead people into temptation, he directly contradicts clear teaching in Scripture to the opposite. The Pope is wrong on theological grounds, and he's got no textual argument to back him either. He had one strong point in what he said. Well, it seemed to be strong to many people. He claimed that if you turn to the book of James 1:13, you'll realize that we're not allowed to accuse God of tempting us. Let me read to you James 1:13. When tempted, we read, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Now you may say, well, there he's got a point, hasn't he? How can we say lead us into temptation? And then in James, he always seems to throw a spanner in the works. How come he's suddenly saying, well, we're not allowed to say God's tempting us? Well, we need to read carefully what James is actually saying before we jump to conclusions. Here we are told that God does not tempt anyone. In other words, we mustn't blame God for our temptations. And of course, that's 100% true. The devil is the tempter. God doesn't directly tempt anybody. We can't blame God for the temptations, and we can't blame him for the openness we have to be tempted. God's not a tempter. But listen, God can and God does, according to the Bible, lead people into situations where they have to face the devil and where they have to deal with their sins and struggle with temptations. So God does not tempt people, I'll agree with that. That's what James is saying. But God does allow people to be tempted. Do you see the difference? What the Pope doesn't seem to realize is that when Jesus says, lead us not into temptation, he's not saying, Lord, don't tempt us, because obviously the Lord cannot tempt us. He's holy, he's good. God cannot tempt people. The devil is the tempter. We're not being told that. We're being told, watch, don't let me be in a situation like that. Then what is Jesus saying here? How are we to understand this request, lead us not into temptation, in the Lord's Prayer? Well, if you look at the text, you will see two prepositions. Even in English, these two prepositions are there. In the sentence, the preposition into and the preposition from. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from. From the evil one. Now, if to, into, and from are in the same sentence, it obviously means they are related, doesn't it? What you are led into and what you have to come out from are related. The temptation that Jesus is speaking of here is the temptation, a very specific type of temptation, of satanic control and influence. I could put the sentence in this way. Father, don't let me fall into Satan's crafty control. Oh, Father, keep me out of his clutches. Do you get what he's saying? We are all going to be tempted. In fact, Jesus himself was tempted, wasn't he? He was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. But what we pray for in the Lord's Prayer is for protection from the evil one's traps. Do you see that? So let me repeat what I just told you. The Pope is definitely wrong when he said God never leads people into temptation. And he's terribly wrong, blasphemously wrong, when he says we need to change the words of the text. He's got no grounds for saying that, just to make it seem more politically correct. He's wrong. Scripture tells us on a number of occasions that God does allow his people to face temptation. He does it on purpose. It doesn't mean God directly tempts anybody, but he can lead them into situations where they face temptation for his own good purposes. Okay, but why? Why would God want us to face temptations? Why? The answer really isn't difficult when you think about it. The word in the New Testament, as I said, for temptation here is perasmos. Perasmos. And if you look it up in the dictionary, you can even do it now if you have a computer. The word means to test, to try, or to prove. Now, you all know how good it is to test things in life, don't you? We all do it. If you're going to buy a new car, what sort of a fool you would be to buy a second-hand car without testing it? When you're going to buy a second-hand car, you'll try the brakes, you'll look at the wiring, you'll go in on the open road to speed it and see how well it goes. Only a fool would not test a used car. Now, interestingly, in the first century, if you were to test a used chariot, all right, the word for your testing would be perasmos, the very same word that Jesus is using in our text. My father used to work as a quality controller in a plastics factory. That was his job. He worked in a laboratory, and what he would do is he'd take bits of pipe out and heat them up and freeze them and stretch them and squash them to test their quality. He was a quality controller, and he would put these pipes under all sorts of tests to see if they were good enough. And if you were in the first century, his job would have been somebody who made pipes, perasmos osted, whatever. All right. It's the same word, testing. So God allows his children in this fallen world to face the devil. And he sometimes does allow us to face the devil. But what Jesus is telling us to pray for is not no temptations and no tests in life, but a particular type of the temptation you go into where you need to be delivered out of the evil one's grasp. We all need testing, don't we? And we all go through tests and trials. Let me give you an example. A boat might look nice and seaworthy, bobbing around on the harbour. But you don't know if it's truly seaworthy until it's faced a couple of bad storms at sea. Or you might say a soldier might look smart and tough marching up and down the parade ground, but you know he's a real soldier when there's bullets flying over his head and he's fighting for his life. You see, tests prove your validity. And God will often use the satanic arrows shot at you for this purpose. The Pope is wrong. God does lead people into temptation. But the good news is this. 1 Corinthians 10:13. We're told we will never be tested beyond what we can bear. God will allow us to be tried, but he'll always be there to bring us out of temptation. You'll never be tested beyond what you can bear. We will all face temptations, and if God is sovereign, and if providence is true, and not a hair falls from your head without God's permission, then obviously God's the one that's going to allow you into certain circumstances where your faith will be tried. God does lead us into temptation. But God will never lead you into temptation where the power and the control of the evil one overwhelms you. That's what we're to pray for. Lord, do not lead us into temptation where we will be needing deliverance from the evil one. So, look, I've got no problem praying that prayer myself. I don't know about you. I'm not going to change my Bible's words. I do believe I need to pray, the Lord, deliver me from temptation. But deliver me from the evil one in that particular case. I've got no problem praying that. I hope you don't. And I hope, just a very quick thing, I know I'm watching the time here, but Pope Francis, okay, please take everything he says with a pinch of salt. Don't take him seriously. He's more wacky than any of the popes before him, as far as I can see. And he has no right to say that Jesus did not speak those words. Even if he sits on his papal throne, he's got no right to say that. And there's absolutely no theological, textual or even rational reason for wanting to do so. Let's keep the Bible as it stands. Pray, God, lead me not into temptation. Deliver me from evil. It goes together. Let's just pray. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, please help us to listen. Oh, there's so many voices and opinions and ideas out there about you and what you've said and how you say it and what you mean. Please protect us, Lord. And I just want to pray, Lord, that you will awaken those who are under the darkness of Roman Catholicism. Oh, God, open their eyes to judge that man in the light of the scripture. He's so quick and keen to judge. In Jesus' name, amen. Just stay for communion. Father, we wait on you. Be our teacher, we pray. And we pray, most Holy Spirit, vindicate your word. Grant us discernment in these dark days. And Father, may we understand it when you teach us truth. May we know it from error. We thank you, Lord, that you've promised to lead us if we will be led. In Jesus' name, amen.